North Korea is calling the U.S. stance against its nuclear weapons program a serpent strategy. Those strong words came in response to President Bush's State of the Union address last night. The president accused the North of trying to blackmail the world. There was also a hopeful sign from Pyongyang today. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il has agreed to consider a plea to end the crisis. So says South Korean envoy Im Dong-won, who just returned from presenting a letter from South Korea's outgoing president to the North Korean leadership. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Seoul.
Im's visit to North Korea was aimed at helping resolve the nuclear crisis which erupted last October. The North has insisted it will only talk directly to the United States, which has so far refused to do so. But South Korea is determined to play more of a role. The fact the North received Im and his delegation at all suggests it may be more willing to see that happen. Speaking at a news conference on his arrival back from North Korea, Im continued to push the so-called sunshine policy of President Kim Dae-jung, whereby the South has looked to engage, not isolate the North. The fundamental solution of the nuclear issue can be achieved only when the country suspected of building nuclear weapons doesn't feel any security threats, he said, and when it builds relationships of trust with other countries. He added that Kim Dae-jung, in his letter, had urged Kim Jong-il to freeze the North's nuclear programs and to rejoin the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, from which it withdrew earlier this month. Im held a five-hour banquet with senior North Korean leaders on Monday night, but Kim Jong-il himself sent a message saying he was not in Pyongyang. However, he said he would study Kim Dae-jung's proposals and make a response. Some in South Korea are seeing this as a direct snub, but author and analyst Michael Breen says one of the main aims of the visit was simply to pave the way for the new South Korean administration, which comes to power next month.
I think the purpose of the trip, I think it was an effort by the government here to introduce with the North Koreans a sense of continuity in the policy of engagement, because the new government will be taking over the baton, if you like, of what they call the sunshine policy with the North Koreans.
Im returned from the North just as President Bush was delivering his State of the Union address in Washington. Though much of the foreign policy element of the speech focused on Iraq, Bush said that the United States and other countries would not be blackmailed into granting concessions to North Korea because of its nuclear weapons development. Michael Breen says many in Seoul were glad to hear a toning down of the axis of evil phraseology from last year's speech. But Breen says in its efforts to hang tight, the Bush administration should not ignore South Korea and its experience of dealing with its belligerent northern neighbor.
I do think that the Americans have to take notice of the South Koreans simply because they are Koreans. The Koreans, the Japanese and the Chinese, they are distinct cultures, and the South Koreans have an instinct, their intelligence aside, which is very, very good. They have an instinct for understanding North Korean motivation, North Korean capability, what they really want, which the Americans would be well advised to take notice of.
Few people in South Korea believe that war is likely over North Korea as it is with Iraq. But as eyes focus on the Gulf over the coming weeks, there's a fear that efforts to solve the North Korean problem could lose momentum. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Seoul.